everybody and somebody sick, so they have to go to the hospital.
It's always something in the world.
In this world.
Galatians.
I thought you must see that one.
Very sweet explanation given. But you should sit on the bench.
Well, I'm trying to see better. Like,
that
I don't know if the verse is like you.
The bhakti defines not how we fall or fell. Bhakti defines not how we fell, but how we get up and go, going on. So it's a vision to be defined. Bhakti defines not how we fell. Bhakti is not interested how we fell. Bhakti defines how we keep on going. Even we fall, no scripture says you stay falling. No scripture says. Okay, fall, get up, go. I could not make it 10 years in chant or something, whatever, 5 years in chant. Keep on going, get up and go on. Very sweet. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha Samsamadhi Prasadine Nirvishesha Vancha Kalpa Taru Vesha Vipasindhu Kohi Vesha Dhinana Bhavane 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 Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jayate Gadadhara Swami Gaurava Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, So we are continuing our Chaitanya Charitamrita systematic study. What we discussed last week, I'm going to refresh our memory. Yes. Srila Prabhupada put this chapter called, anybody knows the first of the first chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita is called
the Spiritual Masters.
That's how Prabhupada put the headings. Any question you have on Chaitanya Charitamrita, spiritual master, it's all there in one chapter. Even though there is an ocean of information, but still, any question we ever have on spiritual master, that chapter is so deep. Because our spiritual life without spiritual master blessing cannot progress, not possible. So we are indebted to Srila Prabhupada. Not only he is physically present, but he literally made all the translation, transliteration, synonyms, purport, and commentary of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is all together in one book. So this Chaitanya Charitamrita is more than original Chaitanya Charitamrita, because original Chaitanya Charitamrita didn't have a lot of commentary to understand. Some of the slow or difficult sometimes to understand. So Prabhupada gave a part of knowing that my brain will not work. I was on the answer. So we are going to start with this, the spiritual master. And this is the sloka that depict this. So I want to remember that somebody did this. Oh, yeah.
No, it's okay, never mind. Okay. The first two verses offer respectful obeisances generally and specifically to the Lord, who is the object of worship.
Very good. What is the microphone? Maybe not. The next one.
I offer our respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters, the devotees of the Lord's incarnations, His plenary portions, His energies, and the primeval Lord Himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Okay, somebody steps in. Prabhu, please speak in microphone.
Hare Krishna.
Sounds like it's not just that right now.
Maybe you can make it living up for us. So here, there are a few lectures of Srila Prabhupada, especially when he was giving the translation of Je Gauranger Namalai Tarahai Premodai. And he translated that when one chants the name of Gauranga, immediately,
I think some switch made it better last time. Thank you. We are trying.
So Prabhupada says, now you say Gaura and you may not feel that ecstasy. Then Prabhupada says, one has to understand this Panchatattva with spiritual master, the sixth truth, completely. This is the first verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can all read the verse together. It's very nice. Bande Guru Isha Bhaktan Isham Isha Vatarakan Tata Prakashamsya Chata Sakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangatam. When you talk about God, whenever you talk about God, these six truths are together. Whenever you say God, don't think only just Hindu way of Krishna, because they think Hindu way of Krishna is like one of the God. Krishna is not one of the God. It will be a big offense. There are six offense tendency that in the beginning of devotional path, that not considering holy name as Krishna himself. But then Krishna is not also one of the God. Krishna is the only God. Period. The only God. That is called Paratattva. But Paratattva means that Para means which is beyond anything you see here. What do you have? You have a matter. You have a gross matter, earth, air, water, fire, ether, and then the subtle matter. Subtle matter that the soul, you see here, this is the soul. I, the soul, and this is the physical body. Don't read the name of the book, that's just the idea. This is the physical body. The soul does not have any connection to this material world. But the physical body and physical world, you know physical body, everybody knows physical body? You feed, you dress, you sometimes identify, that's called physical body, but that's not you. Even though we feed every day, literally, everybody, whether you believe or not, but you feed this body, and you dress, and you identify sometimes. Who are you? I'm Pran Govinda Das. Which one? The body? So, we are this physical body and the soul. But the soul is the source or root of Sat Chit Ananda for us. Sat Chit Ananda and root of consciousness. You should always remember. Nothing to do, the thinking, willing, feeling does not come from the mind or the physical. It comes from the, where it comes from?
Soul.
The soul. I, the soul. I am the essential principle in this body. Not this body, not the mind. So from the soul, when thinking, willing, feeling coming, the route that it takes to experience the physical world with the physical body, that route is called subtle body or mental body. You follow? So the purification, that's called subtle body. The purification, our main object of purification means this route or the mental body or subtle body. If you purify the subtle body, then your journey is over. This gross body does not sense my gate. The subtle body is manifesting the gross body, life after life. So our goal is ultimate goal is to please Krishna. But immediate goal when we serve Krishna,
Fasting is that to purify our mental body, mind, false ego, like this. So this is very interesting. But when you talk about paratattva, the paratattva means which is beyond our physical, subtle, and time and space. You have to always remember, whenever we talk about transcendental means, is beyond these three things. The matter, which is subtle and gross, which is beyond the space and beyond the time. That's why to understand Krishna, you cannot, what do you have to understand Krishna? You do not have, as a conditioned soul, without these four things, the physical, the subtle, and the space and time. Everything is within this. But Krishna claims he is above, beyond this. That's why we accept bhakti to understand this. And bhakti does not come from sky or from my austerity or from my endeavor. Bhakti does not come like this. Bhakti comes only from the heart of pure bhakta, like Prabhupada. Then question comes, then why we are endeavoring? We are endeavoring to draw his mercy. When he sees that we are endeavoring, then automatically his mercy is coming. Just like he told to Vishnujan Maharaj. Vishnujan Maharaj was appreciating Prabhupada so much. And then Prabhupada says, Vishnujan Maharaj says, you are so merciful to me. I feel very happy. You are making me feel very close to Krishna consciousness. I chant, I dance, I feel very happy. Prabhupada says, actually my mercy is for everyone. Only difference between you and others, that you are taking it and appreciating it. They are not taking it or appreciating it. That's the only difference. Prabhupada wanted to give everybody. There is no restriction ever, he says, that he won't get. So then come back to this point. The more we appreciate, more we'll actually come closer. This is very necessary. So first appreciation starts with Guru, the spiritual master. So here Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami writes that we pay our respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters. Do you see that? He writes masters. Prabhupada translated the masters. He didn't say one. Means there is a Diksha Guru who is revealing the your eternal form of your object of worship. In Chaitanya Chaitamita, in this chapter, it says, and then Shiksha Guru who helps you to see that form, and he reveals the Swarup, personality. Rupa and Swarup are not same, but they're interconnected. Very subtle. So therefore, we take initiation, but we also need association all the time of the sadhus, devotee. We need to hear, like this. So it's a Bande Guru Isha Bhaktan. Isha Bhaktan is unto the devotee of the Supreme Lord. Isham, unto the Supreme Lord. Isha Avatarakan, unto the incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Who is referring here? Bande Guru, unto the spiritual master. So that's our spiritual master, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Bhatma, Padarshak Guru, Chaita Guru, so many names is there. Chaita Guru, they are different manifestations. Like those who got the mercy of Prabhupada never disappeared. He just entered in your heart, he is there as a Chaita Guru. But you know how to access it. That is the only difference. So, Isha Bhakta unto the devotees of the Supreme Lord. And then Isham, Isha Avatarakam, here beginning with Advaita Acharya and everybody else. Tat Prakasham unto manifestation means Nityananda Prabhu and everybody from him, through him, Balaram. Tat Shaktim unto his potency means Gadadhar Prabhu and everybody, all the unlimited potency. Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Then name, Sangyakam, name. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, in one sense, all these six together is Paratattva, Supreme Absolute. Paratattva is not just Krishna alone without his potency. That is not good understanding. So this is the first verse explaining. Somebody else?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So,
you want to come? Oh, yeah, you can see that. Go ahead.
You said Rupa and Swarupa is a difference. Can you explain on that line?
Rupa and Swarupa. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudasyate. We know that verse. This is in the beginning, invoking verse of Srila Prabhupada's famous small book called Ishopanishad. And if you, they have it here, I see it, I think. You can buy it and then see in the beginning that verse is there. That Krishna is complete. What kind of complete? That he can expand unlimited manifestation till he is complete. And each manifestation is complete. Is the material world is complete? Yes. Is the spiritual world is complete? Yes. Is the living entity complete? Yes. But within that complete, there is a pursuance or like Bearsdev. Bearsdev knows everything about Bear. But he felt incomplete. Bearsdev, he knew everything. He told Narad Muni, I compiled the Veda, but yet I am not happy, satisfied. In first canto, fourth chapter, explain this. And then fifth chapter is Narad Muni's explanation on Bearsdev, revealing his secret. So, in one sense, all are complete. Means that when Krishna wanted to enjoy his unlimited variety, he extended himself into the heart of every living entity. But if that means that all in the heart of every living entity, all are one Krishna, in truth, tattvagata, yes. In rasagata, or consideration of transcendental relationship, no. Each of us has a different relationship with Krishna, different form of Krishna. Each of us. They are all Krishna in tattva. But for Leela, past times, he manifested in your heart one form of him. In her heart another form. There is never one. This is a panchabhed. There is an eternal five differences there. Between the living entity and God, there is eternal difference. You can never become one. Living entity and God can never become one. We say in quality, yes, but even in quality, ultimately still, Krishna, is omniscient, omnipotent. Living entities are also coming to that point, but still there is an eternal difference. One is always master, Krishna is always enjoyer. The first instruction of Mahaprabhu is teaching that Krishna is the only, no, actually, Baladev Prabhu, he said himself, Krishna is the only object of love by everyone, including me, Balaram says. That's a very heavy statement. Because Balaram has an ego, he always thinks himself as a servant of Krishna. He does not think he is God. He always respects Krishna as the only enjoyer. He is God also, Balaram, but still his conception that he is always serving to Krishna. So each of us has in the heart a particular form of Krishna to relate with him. That is called Rupa. So you need initiation. You need initiation because of two things. First thing is that unless you have an eternal relationship with Krishna, but who is going to revive? Somebody who has access. They are connected and then they can connect you. They are serving on that relationship base, so they can connect you. Our natural tendency is to not to serve. Any person comes and divert you towards Krishna consciousness and engage you, he is called guru. Simple definition. So, one who engage you by giving you mantra, he reveals that form that you have in you. Then there is a other devotee who discuss every day and tell you how beautifully Krishna relates with the other devotee, his different quality, like you always respond. Prabhupada says, first qualification of Krishna, you always respond to the devotee. Krishna is beautiful, superseding beautiful, even to the demons. You know, Karan and Dusan, they came to attack Rama. They thought, they were ready to kill, but they say, no, don't kill him. He's so beautiful. We don't want to kill him. Maybe we should arrest him and keep him in a cage. And we look at him every day. Can you imagine you going to kill somebody and fell in love with the foreign person? This is what Krishna is. You try to, even the envious, I'm talking about envious demon. They are big demon. They fell in love. They said, don't kill him. Just lock him up. And we'll see him, we'll feed him and take care of him, everything, so we can see his beautiful form every day. So this is, one who explains all this, these are called Shikshagas. Make sense? One who connected you, and one who is elaborating, explaining further about it. Make sense? There are one, also do it, different. Is that okay? You want to read?
In the beginning of this narration, simply by remembering the spiritual master, the devotees of the Lord, and the personality of Godhead, I have atoned for their transgressions. Such remembrance destroys all difficulties and very easily enables one to defend oneself.
So there is three things we see. Can somebody point it? Three things if you remember every day. When you wake up, we try to remember these three personalities. Who are they?
Spiritual master.
One. Second? Devotees. Number three? Krishna. Can you remember this? This is guaranteed. Prabhupada translates. If you remember these three things before you do anything, as soon as you get up, you bow down, remember your guru, Prabhupada, the Vaishnavas, other Vaishnava, whoever is helping you in spiritual path, and Krishna. Krishna means Radharani also, not alone. If you remember these three personalities, all your problems will disappear. Don't go to bathroom quick and waste your time. Need it. But before that you must tell me. Prabhu, tell me.
One is your guru, and devotee, and Radha Krishna.
That's it. Prabhupada writes here, such remembrance destroys all difficulties and very easily enables only one to fulfill his own desire. I'm being honest to you. Lot of people don't, when they get up, they don't try to remember. Don't even remember whole day. Sometimes they remember if they need it. And sometimes they remember one or two, but three, these three, has to be together. Guru, Vaishnav, Krishna. Guru, Vaishnav, Krishna. Every day, try to remember this. Every day. As much possible. And if you remember them, then what will happen?
For the difficulties in life, get destroyed and your desires.
Very good. Thank you. You got it, Prabhu? What do you do tomorrow? Very good. Then what will happen?
All the devotees and all the desires.
Very good. Thank you. Very good. Got it.
Spiritual desires or material desires?
You ask to Prabhupada. He translates your own desire. That includes everything. No? Now Prabhupada says, according to your proportion to your faith, you will get the result. If you don't have a faith, you still think you will get little, tiny. You have a more faith, then you will have a more understanding. Don't think that reason, generally in this material world, we think those who have faith, they're not reasonable. We think like this. You understand the logic? In the school they teach. If you have a faith, you're not reasonable, means you are not consciously aware of what is the cause and effect of. And then they think, if you are reasonable, you don't have faith. You just argue. No, no, this is not good to think like this. Rather, we should think that faith is the reason for reasoning. It's a fact. You can write it and think about it. Faith is the reason for reason. Generally we think, okay, what is the cause? I'm supposed to be happy this year. We put in some cause, reason. We follow some discriminating reason. There has to be some base, there has to be some reason. Then somebody said, just have faith. But they are the same thing. Faith is not unreasonable. Faith is the most reasonable. You follow? It's just that we are not connecting. Faith is the reason for reason. And we'll discuss if we have more. Okay, we go to the next. This is Chaitanya Chaitamita Adilila 132. Yeah. You can make it full screen. Oh, what did you do? Be smart. Wow. That's cool. Hey, you have to teach me. Oh, you have to come with me to you. Because I'm not good at this computer. She's good. Okay, together, the verse 1. Krishna Guru Bhakta Sakti Avatara Prakash Krishna Eshai Rupe Karena Vilas. The translation? Can you read it loudly?
Lord Krishna ensures by manifesting himself as a spiritual master, the devotees, the diverse energies, the incarnations, and the plenary portion. They are all six in one.
Whoa. So, who is the Guru, first Guru? Krishna. Bande Krishna Jagat Guru. Bande Krishna Jagat Guru. First Guru from Krishna comes is also God. You know first Guru? Balaram. He's also God. First thing Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Prabhartate. I am the source of everything. And everything comes from me. Then question comes, what comes from him? First thing. To know him, who is going to tell about him? Guru. That's why Balaram is his first extension, who tells who Krishna is. That's why we have to accept Guru. But here this point is that all six together is one paratattva. You should not think Krishna is there, my Guru is there, and the Vaishnavas are there, then the energy is there, material energy is there. It's like there's so many things to remember. But actually they are all one. You just read. They are all one. Yes, yes. You know, somebody texting that they are not hearing. They cannot, you want to just take this or I'll repeat it. What is it?
I would say, what is pancha tattva?
What is pancha tattva? Panch means not punch.
Not punch.
Panch means this. Not folding the hand, like open the hand. How many you see?
Five.
So panch means five. So when you fold it, it's punching, not punching. Open it, five. Five. And tattva means, what is tattva mean? Tat, tat, tat. That which exists by its own right. You understand that point? Like you seeing this exit sign. Is it exit sign exists by its own right? No. If there is no electricity, Is that okay? Okay. If there is no electricity, we will not see that sun. You follow? So it depends on the electricity. Electricity also depends on the powerhouse. Powerhouse also depends on the operator. You see interdependent. The whole existence in the material world, interdependent. When you come to a point which exists by its own right, there is the tattva. These six tattva, they exist by their own right, but they are all one tattva. How to understand one tattva? Just like this body, it's me. But my hand do something, my other hand may not be doing something. I'm sitting here, my leg is not doing anything. So I have a different parts, but I'm one. So these six, they are all one. If you see Prabhupada separate from Krishna, something is wrong in my view. And so Prabhupada made a very nice demonstration on this. In Mayapur, they were making a beautiful singhasan for Prabhupada. And this singhasan is so gorgeous. Madhurakuti did it so beautifully. They were checking whether Prabhupada will be able to see the deity, how far they want to see the dasasan. You were there early days in Mayapur? Anybody were there early days in Mayapur? 79, 78? You know how it was under the lotus building, not the new temple.
Yes.
Yeah. So and the back is all open. You can go as much all the way to the wall. Then in 84 they installed the Garuda. I was there in 84. They installed the Garuda. Garuda, because of the snake. Actually, we had all the snake problems gone. I can tell you whole month about snake story of Mayapur. So then what happened? So Prabhupada just came down and Prabhupada says, what you all are discussing? Oh, we are thinking how far we can put the Vaisasana so you can see the Radha Madhava way here. What do you think Prabhupada would answer? It's necessary, no? Because with my glasses, believe me, I cannot see too far. It was not like this, but my age is getting or something is wrong. I can't see clear. I mean, I can see all, but not clear. So, Prabhupada said to Janmadivasa, don't worry about it. Put where you want to put. I don't have to see the deity because I am with them. Perfect answer. Prabhupada generally don't reveal, but it's so sweet. Put where you feel comfortable that you want to worship. But as for me, whether I can see or not, don't worry, I'm with them. Means he's seeing the deity all the time. This is very nice. So Krishna Guru Bhakta Shakti Avatar Prakash Krishna Ye Chhoy Rupe Karana Vilas. If you remember that verse, anybody ask you about God, you say these six truths are together, called God. And this Paratattva, which is, in the beginning we said, Paratattva, in order to understand God, one has to come to devotion. Why? Because the God exists where? Above time, above space, above?
Gross and subtle
matter. Very good, thank you. Gross and subtle matter. You should remember, anybody argue you, they say, how can God do this? You don't know God. How can you say God do this? Do you know where God is? You have to come to devotional path. With devotion, you can approach anything about spiritual life. Without devotion, not possible. Why? Because he is above my limitation of time, space and matter. You follow? Everything is we handle in this world, either space or time or matter, subtle or gross. But Krishna is above this. Even though it looks like anybody painted, you know, you go atomic structure, it's like a bunch of chemicals together, put this blue color, looks like Krishna. That is not Krishna to the eye of one who researches like this. Without devotion, Krishna never reveals. And if you don't have a devotion, even if Krishna comes, you won't see him. This is the biggest difficulties. Thank you. Or something like that. Ooh. I'm going to keep it here. What is Prakash? Prakash means when is Krishna everywhere right now? Yeah? He is everywhere. Where does it say? Everywhere it says, Krishna says. Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham. All these verses. Jashyaita nishyashita kala jatavamma jivanti loma vilajajata dandanatha. Unlimited universes. He enters into the atom. He enters into the heart of living beings. So he is everywhere right now. When he reveals, that's called Prakash. He is there everywhere. There is a curtain. Before my eyes, it's a curtain. Yesterday, when I was sleeping with you, anyway, there was a moon, not a sun. There was a moon, and I put my hand like this. So I saw that the moon is covered. You know how the moon was covered in my eyes? Because the moon is smaller than my forefinger. You believe that? No! Moon is never smaller than my forefinger. But I'm trying to see the moon, which is 1,000 times more than this forefinger. But my forefinger covered my eye. You follow? So that's called logic. This is material calculation. You have to use intelligent calculation. That this eye or physical proximity cannot give us higher truth. What to talk about transcendental truth? Transcendental truth, you have to approach it with devotion. No other way Krishna will ever reveal. So these six truths are together. And Prakash means when God reveals himself, that's Prakash. And the first Prakash is Balaram. Okay, the next one together. Echai tattarikari charana vandana. Prathame samanna kari mangala charana. Can somebody read it? Yes,
I
read
four worships of the Lord's feet of the extent never speak of one should find hope and benediction.
Very good. I therefore worship the Lord's feet of this extent. Invoking the benediction. Very good. Okay, somebody? Martha.
I first offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of my initiating spiritual master and all my instructing spiritual masters. My instructing spiritual masters are Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Shanatana Goswami, Sri Bhatta Ragnar, Sri Shiva Goswami, Sri Prabhupada Bhatta Goswami, and Sri Ragnar Das Goswami.
So, very good. You know why I ask you to read? When we see, we retain something. When we see and hear, double. You can retain double. So, which one do you want? $10 or $20? $20. That's good. When you interact, it's quadruple. Not triple, quadruple. So nice. So that's why we see it, we read it, and we hear it. All combined. And you can retain it. You'll be surprised. One day you'll remember all this. How do I remember this? Not by your own endeavor only. It is by the mercy and endeavor together. Mercy and endeavor together. Okay. So when we pay obeisances tomorrow, Prabhu, then we'll think of your guru. His guru, his guru, his guru, all the way to Sri Goswami. They are also your guru. Right here, Prabhupada translated, they are all the Sri Goswamis, they are our Shiksha Guru. for entire Guru Parampara all the way to Bhagavan. This way you can remember Guru, Vaishnava and Krishna. Just one shot. So you have to train Satsanga. Satsanga, Satsanga. When you pay Dandavat, there's like 8 limbs in your body. Mental body and physical body. 8 limbs touching to pay obeisance. You follow? And this is the very, so when you chant, if you are consciously aware, Nama, not mine, or bowing down, both are. 2 meanings is there, Nama. There is nothing of mine. What about this body? No, this body is also for Guru's pleasure. It belongs to him. We should always meditate. Our body belongs to him. For his pleasure, you need to take rest this body. You have to give rest to this body. For his pleasure, you need to take care of this body. For his pleasure, you need to take care of this mind. You need to clean everything. In this way. If you think of your body, it's still mundane, not spiritual. Once you pay obeisances to Prabhupada or Guru, that means your body belongs to him for his pleasure. For his pleasure, you sacrifice everything. This will be good. If you, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, one time, he was resting and there was a big festival in Calcutta, Uttadanga Gauriamat. And one professor, he just got initiated and some or other, he was overwhelmed with things and then he got sick and he is about to die in the middle of the night. So, Srila Maharaj, he went to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and told him, Prabhupada, this professor, he is about to die. What do you think he would say? Anybody?
Chant
Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Okay? That's good, but not enough. I'll tell you something he said. Yeah?
He's already there.
He's not.
And he what?
Because this is practical in our life, we'll see what we should think when we see a devotee. What is our internalizing? Because all the time, even though you're sitting here, your internal realization in your outside environment are not same. Outside environment is important, but internal realization is the most important. So this topic is for internal. What will happen outside, we don't know. We cannot find. What coming in our life, we may not have control. Generally we don't, because it's the result of previous life. But we have a choice what to take and what not to take. It's coming through our life. We don't have to take. Something will bring us to Krishna, we'll take it. Something don't bring, even though it came with my life, I don't want to be part of it. That choice is within us. But that choice is not outside environment. Outside everything is coming through. You follow? It's internal choice. Like we say, when mouth tries to speak, and if you really think, why mouth want to speak? Or eye want to see? Ear want to hear? Why? Because the mind is positioned with this information of mundane, then they want to talk. Like seeing, you know, watching a movie. Because they are like bombarded. So if you put zip lock on your mouth or a ear plug, that's called suppression. And in 259 in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vishaya vini vartante niraharasya dehina rasavarjam rasam dishta param dishta nivartate. The sense objects, senses are after sense objects, and if you control or
oppress the senses from the sense of death. Very deeply think. What happened? This is our proper translation. What happened to the taste of the sense? Sense of death. What happened to the taste of the sense? Say, this guy wants to talk all the time. But not Krishna consciousness, he just wants to talk. So put a bandage or something, mouth, can't talk anymore. That is called separation. Why separation is bad? Why Krishna says separation is bad? Because it is still in the mind. Mind is filled to talk, but outside I put a, not bandage, what, something like Ziploc. I don't know, I never saw something. Just think, imagine that. So why is it bad? Because the mind wants to talk, and mouth is, this is not Krishna consciousness. That's what the problem, biggest problem we face. We want to experience something, we have a contamination, but outside we are trying to show up, no, and see it, hide it, ignore it, run away from it, whatever, escape from it. This is practical.
Makes it worse, actually.
It is makes it worse, but at least apparently you are running away or escaping. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he says don't. Why? Because the seed or the taste of the sense gratification is still there within you. It wants to come out. So what should we do? Krishna says, try to pursue in spiritual path, get the higher taste. When you get the higher taste, higher than what your other desire is, you follow? Then you have a choice. I got Krishna consciousness taste, and I have a sense gratification taste. Then you see which one. So at least you have the choice, you follow? Now, if you have a higher taste in Krishna consciousness than the sense gratification, then you can choose, I want this. And you pursue. But the sense gratification is still coming. But you keep going. At one point, Prabhupada says, these two are like a two track of the train. It's difficult. Sometimes it blends, sometimes it separates. I don't want anything now, maybe I want. That is like going back and forth. But one thing, if you keep it up, the spiritual taste, but you have to convince yourself that there is actually taste in chanting. Have you come to that point? That's the question you have to ask yourself. More we appreciate, more we think, reflect our past. You know how many million lives it takes to come to hear about Krishna consciousness? You know in Bhagavad Gita? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhare, jatatam visiddhaham kaschid mam vetti tattata. Manushyanam sahasreshu, out of thousands and thousands of life as a human being, few are endeavoring for what? To become successful, get out of the material world. They are endeavoring. Out of thousands, only one endeavor to get out. You can see in Alaska how many people really endeavor. And out of thousands of those who are endeavoring, only one gets perfection. Out of those thousands of perfected, one becomes Hare Krishna devotee. This is Krishna's opinion. So how rare is this? Extremely rare. Can you thank you, Krishna? Thank you for bringing me to this point. Thank you, Prabhupada. Can you really feel that I'm so fortunate by their mercy? I'm grateful to Prabhupada. I'm grateful to this philosophy. I'm grateful to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm grateful to all the acharyas. Be thankful. All the time be grateful. You research. It's based on the scriptures, not on your own mind. This is what Bhagavad Gita is saying. That after how many million lives I have come to this point that I can think of Krishna, I can chant Krishna's name, I can hear about Krishna. This is not a coincidence. But it appears like only this. Anybody can do it. But why everybody cannot? Why everybody don't do it? Anybody can do it, but why they don't do it? Because they're not qualified.
Only by the mercy of Vaishnava they can come in this Kali Yuga. Those are actually taking birth in Kali Yuga. Kali Sabha Jayanti Arja Gunagga Sarabhagina Jatra Sankirtana Naiva Sarva Sartha Avilabhate. In 11th canto it says this Kali Yuga is so glorious. They say people, those who are intelligent. Do you know anybody who worship Kali Yuga? Have you ever met? Yeah, they are called Hare Krishnas.
They haven't thought that way.
Gunagya, Gunagya. Actually the pronunciation is Gunagya. Gunagya Sarabhagina. Those who are very intelligent, they worship Kali Yuga. How they worship Kali Yuga? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Mahaprabhu told to Sarva Damodara Namananda. Prabhu kahe, Sunar Ramarai, Kalo Sankirtana Parama Upai. In Chaitanya Chaitanya they say, in this Kali Yuga, everything you can get, anybody can get just by doing Sankirtan. But Sankirtan means you have to have a relationship established through Guru, Vaishnava, then associate with the Vaishnava, hear about him, and then chant. Thank you for texting. One listener online saying, what did Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami say to dying professor? He forgot about it. Thank you. So then, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur, I'll come back after saying this, that he did not say, what did you say? No, thank you. But he didn't say any of this. Say, who he belongs to? Well, you have initiated, you have accepted, that means he belongs to you. What is your duty to the things that belongs to me? To protect and maintain and take care, show affection and care and protection. Then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, now you understood, I am pleased with your answer, do the needful. Can you remember this? If somebody say he is sick, and you say he got initiated by Prabhupada's follower. So who he belongs to? Prabhupada. What is our duty? To take care. So affection, care, protection to the all the things that belongs to Prabhupada. Everything that belongs to Krishna and Prabhupada, we must take care. You follow? So am I taking care of that devotee for him? Or for me, or for who? For Krishna and Prabhupada. With this vision, you serve your family, you serve your devotee, you serve your neighbor. For Krishna's pleasure. For Krishna's pleasure. Jasmin tuste jagat tusta. Prabhupada quote this verse. Jasmin tuste jagat tusta. Always our focus is to please Guru Krishna. Their pleasure. I'm going to go to sleep. For who? I am tired. That's not Krishna consciousness. This body belongs to them. For their pleasure, this body rests, then it can function better tomorrow, yes? So for their service, this body needs to rest. With that thought, you think and rest, you will have a direct connection. Even if death comes, it belongs to them. No problem. Our internal view has to change. That everything for his fault. Otherwise, if bhakti mood is not there, we'll be disturbed. That's why it says that mental simplicity defines more than art or mental speech. Defines more than verbal speech. Follow? That's the topics you are talking. So our bhakti process is to understand this subject matter and purify our mind. When you purify the mind, then automatically this bodily senses function will be functioning as a purifier. Your body will not change, but your subtle body will change. This Krishna consciousness process in the beginning, you will not see this Prabhu. Maybe there won't be any more tattoo when it becomes beautiful. That's not how we see. If there is no more tattoo, maybe it's not beautiful. No, this is not what this philosophy says. Philosophy says that inside this physical body, there is two other bodies. The soul has a Satchidananda body and the subtle body inside. That subtle body, when purified by bhakti, this is our most important, then this physical body is pure. That time that body is not to be neglected, it should be worshipped. Because that body is directly connected with the soul. Follow? It becomes one. Like a fire with the iron. It becomes the quality of fire. Same. Okay. 138. Prabhu? You can see? Can you read that?
Oh, yeah.
Please read. Love.
There are innumerable devotees of the Lord whom Sri Vasudakur is upon most. I also have respectful obeisances thousands of times unto your lotus feet.
Very good. Thank you. So every day we chant, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, together. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. When you chant those names, today we'll see it. When you chant Shiva's name, immediately you think, he is the origin of marginal potency, Prabhupada. What is marginal potency? That's who we are from. We belong to marginal potency, we come from there, and Sivas Thakur is the origin. So, Sivas Thakur is making access for us to enter into Krishna Loka, get the Krishna Prem in this life. He is merciful, very merciful. He is the origin, and he is drawn into it, and he is inviting everybody, come, come. You don't require any other. Just simply surrender to Panchatattva. And Srila Prabhupada very nicely he says, just by chanting his name, there is mercy. You don't even have to ask. Just by saying, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Just by uttering their name, they give mercy. They're so merciful. Okay. Next one. This is Adilila 139. Together, Advaita Acharya Prabhu Ramsaya Avatar Taropada Padme Koti Pranatiyama. Who's going to read? Somebody? Louder.
Advaita Acharya is the Lord's partial incarnation. And therefore I offer my obeisances to the end of time.
So, Advaita Acharya is the Lord's partial incarnation and therefore I offer my obeisance in millions of times at His feet. Now you have to think what is the speciality of Advaita Acharya. This is very nice. Let's go to, that's Nityananda Prabhu. So, Advaita Acharya, what is the speciality of Advaita Acharya? I give you a little scary story, not story, it's a real fact. Be serious now in this life. Don't wait for next life. Because, as very interestingly, analytically studied, that if you did not finish, you don't care, you just want to have an easy life. I'll take Krishna consciousness, I don't want to be serious, I'll just go once in a while when I like. I'll go for Sunday feast because it's a nice prasadam too. It's good, all good. But if you are not serious to go back home, back to Godhead and become pure now in this life, then you better remember this story. When you leave this world, you may not come back as a devotee here. You may go to heaven because the power of chanting, if it is not invoked purely, it can give you some boost to go to heaven. And when you come back from heaven, guess what happens? Do you know when you come back from heaven? After 10,000 years. Do you know what is 10,000 years predicted for? There is no more Hare Krishna devotee when you come back. That's it. Hari Bol, the trip is over. When you come back, I'm serious. When you come back, everybody is eating beef everywhere. It's very sinful. There is no Hare Krishna movement like a visible. 10,000 years is the golden age. We should drown by any means, not forcefully, by kicking or some way engage everybody to get into Krishna consciousness now. So, better try to finish the journey before you take upper road. You'll go eventually, but it will take long time. And if you don't want to take the detour, you better be serious now. So why Advaita Acharya? Because it says in Kali Yuga, following Kali Yuga of 14 days of Manus constitute one day of Brahma. And each Manu has a 6 sets of management which run 71 quadruple Yugas. And 28, end of 28th Dwapara, technically, but it's good to know. End of Dwapara, the origin Krishna comes from Golok Vrindavan. Other Dwapara, origin Krishna doesn't come. Krishna comes, but in expansion. And following Kali Yuga, the Lord Chaitanya comes. So this is extremely rare. Once you miss it, you have to wait 300 trillion, who knows.
We have no clue. What is $3 million? I have no idea. It is a number we think. Beyond calculation.
Somebody says that when Jesus was born, if somebody would start counting 2017 years before, the moment Jesus born, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's counting. By the time now, you will come to a trillion number. You try and calculate it, it doesn't do it. Your calculator cannot calculate. If you calculate it 2000 years back when Jesus born, up till now, you will come to a trillion. Because after some digit, it becomes big name. 1, 2, 3, 4, then after 20, 21, 23, it doubles. Before you say 1, 2, you follow. But after 20, it becomes 21.
Yeah.
You follow. Then after 1,000, 1,001. This is 1,002. It's like a golden, big. By the time you come, still trillions. Trillions is a big number. Don't waste your time, please. Okay, let's go back next one. Together.
नित्यानंद राय प्रभु सरोज प्रकाश तारापाद पद्म बंधु जारमोई दास
नित्यानंद राम इज द प्राइमरी मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड आई हैव बीन इनिशिएटेड बाय हिम आई देयरफॉर ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ऑफिशियंस अंडर द लॉर्ड
हु इज स्पीकिंग हियर Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He is being initiated by Nityananda Prabhu. And he said Nityananda Ram is the plenary manifestation of the Lord. The word plenary has a two meaning. One meaning is, he's complete God, direct connection with Krishna. But plenary also means certain things will manifest through him that not everything will manifest.
Follow.
In Krishna, everything is complete. Through others, Krishna manifests particular things. That's why it's called plenary manifestation. It is complete, but particular.
Next one.
Mahaprabhu is saying that if...
I should not understand. Say it again.
Who is saying that if...
Who is speaking?
Yeah.
Who is speaking? Vishnudas Suvyaj Goswami. The author of Chaitanya Chaitanya.
You are initiated by him.
Yes. That's a beautiful story. What is the time now? We have Abhiram Thakur also. We're going to talk a little bit of Abhiram Thakur. Okay, together. Gadadhara Panditadi Prabhur Nija Sakti Tarasava Charane Mor Sahasra Pranati. Yes. Please read.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the eternal potencies of the Lord of whom Sri Ganara Prabhu is the foremost.
Very good. Now let's go back to previous one. What is the speciality of Advaita Acharya? We say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can come anytime in Kali Yuga. But guess what happened? If I was in a stool pit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and I never met him, that's why I could not meet. This is just my speculation. It's not a sastric bonafide. But I was not here. I was somewhere in the universe that I had no connection with Lord Chaitanya. He came here 500 years back. So many great soul came. So that's why I am devout to Prabhupada, because he created a movement that I was attracted. So I am indebted to him. You follow? That he collected me. This humility we should maintain, that where I was delivered is more important, who delivered me. So now we go back. That Advaita Acharya is the one who invoked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come now. Do you feel great about it? Or you think after 10,000 years will be better? Now, thank you. Be happy that he brought us while we are here as a human being. Let's take advantage and really give, share our this understanding to all other human beings and get out from this existence of material world. You follow? So we are indebted. Now what about Nityananda Prabhu? Nityananda Prabhu has the key to open and distribute the love of God. You cannot get love of God without Guru. Holy name, holy dham, these are all three manifestations of Nityananda Prabhu. He manifests. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu is more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, Mahaprabhu's mercy manifesting through Nityananda Prabhu, but Mahaprabhu wanted Nityananda Prabhu to be in that figure. How do we know? There was a one devotee, one disciple of Prabhupada, I won't say the name because I love him too. He had some problem and he got initiated by Prabhupada and he was serving, then after a little while he left. And he joined some bogi, jogi in Bombay. Well, I'm giving you the name, so you probably figure it out who it is. It doesn't matter, he's a nice devotee. But very nice thing happened, that Tamal Krishna Maharaj told Prabhupada, I think you should write a letter, Prabhupada, you should write a letter that he is no more your disciple, he's out. And Prabhupada says, no, I can't do that. And after a little while, after a few months, actually he promoting this bogus guru in the newspaper and he's collecting donation from the life members that ISKCON was collecting from. And they knew him too, because he was ISKCON member, so he was doing it. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj got very angry and he came to Prabhupada again. Prabhupada, we need to send a letter, we need to stop him now. He should be finished, out. Prabhupada says, no. Then at one point, Prabhupada says, no, Tamal Krishna Maharaj is saying, but this is not good. He's going against Krishna consciousness and he's doing all disturbances. Prabhupada said, I cannot withdraw my mercy. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj was looking, why? How? What is the... Then Prabhupada says, Nityananda Prabhu's mercy has no end. After 1 month, that devotee got burned out there and he came and surrendered back to Prabhupada.
And Prabhupada accepted him back in the embrace. Prabhupada is so merciful, you won't believe. Really, sometimes some person you hear feel like to cry, how merciful he is for us. We should appreciate that. There was one devotee in LA, he joined and he learned how to make samosa. You know samosa? Everybody knows samosa. Come on. You are Hare Krishna people. Must know samosa. That's our specialty, no? Samosa, pakora, pachuri. Prabhupada names pachuri mukhi. Because he used to keep one pachuri in his one hand, other hand, one pocket, other pocket, there is no more place, he put in a mouth. This Prabhupada earlier, he used to love prasadam. Prabhupada always loved prasadam. So this devotee, he come from a wealthy family, but poultry farm, you know, poultry farm, chicken, all this. But he joined, and Prabhupada encouraged him, you should learn how to cook. So he started making samosa, very nice samosa. He never made it in his life, but he learned. And he makes samosa, and Prabhupada would take those samosa and, you know, offer it to the Lord and honor it, and he would glorify it. Then some or other, after a few years, he disappeared. His girlfriend called him, you know, cried, and you know the how fickle mind tried to take me back where he come from. You never heard that? Be careful. Mind will try to take you back where you come from. And he left. And something happened, it didn't last. After 2 years he came back. When he came back, then Prabhupada saw him from far. Oh, you are back? I'm very happy. Make some samosa tomorrow. Prabhupada never forget. You do any service, he never forget. So many devotees will tell you, after 4 years he met and he started where he left the 4 years back discussion. It's like a surprise, but how he remembers everything. So then devotee complained, Prabhupada, he should not make anything, he comes from, his father has a poultry farm, chickens, thousands of chickens, eggs, that's all they do, and he went back, disgusting. Prabhupada said he came back to serve Krishna. He's eternally, three things we should remember. Eternally we have a constitutional position. But we have conditional position right now, yes? We are man, woman, whatever, you know, donkey, monkey, we have all this decoration, body. But we're not this body, we're here, that's called conditional. But we have a constitutional position. In order to go, connect the constitutional position, you need another media. It's called cognitional. Aware who you are, apply the philosophy in every day. Paying obeisances, okay. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, when I'm paying obeisances to my guru, I'm paying obeisances to his guru, all the way to six Goswamis, and try to visualize their form, and then to Panchatattva, to Radha Krishna. Try practicing this. This is called awareness. You follow? This is called cognitional. When cognitional is fully manifest, the constitutional will manifest in your heart. So, intentional to be cognitional is more important than constitutional focus. Otherwise, conditional will pull you back. You follow? This is very important. Cognitional will connect to constitutional, but conditional will disturb. So you have to, we are in a war. Everybody knows that, right? Well, you have two weapons, Prabhupada. Weapons you have. What are the two weapons? Huh? Knowledge. Jnana Vairagya Yukta. In first canto, second chapter it says, Pashyanti Atmanicha Atmanam Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya. You need two weapons to, in the war, you don't go bare-handed, do you? They'll kill you. But if you have this weapon, you can cut Maya. Anything comes, you can just cut. Prabhupada says, every devotee, even children, from early age, they must understand this philosophy. Why? Two things Prabhupada says. Before doubt comes, doubt is a very dangerous thing. Arjuna's whole episode in Bhagavad Gita started lamentation for the body, for only for one reason, doubts. Doubt was killing. So Prabhupada says, if you are endowed with doubts, then when the doubt comes, it pulls you back. You cannot progress. You follow? You're chanting, but you don't see the result. You feel like, what is happening? I want to make more money. Yeah. What about spiritual progression? You don't feel it. So doubt is lingering there. You cannot kill doubt without knowledge and detachment. Two things. These two weapons we have. That's what we are doing. We are chanting, we are hearing, we are gathering the information. When this knowledge matures, you know what it becomes? Relationship with God. In the beginning will be imagination otherwise. You have to hear. When the knowledge gathers. You know, when you eat a lot, what happens? Become bloated. Then you have to fast. So when you gather this knowledge, turn into relationship. Very sweet. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Very sweet. This is necessary. More explanation. The fact is, more explanation. We want to finish this and then we will come back to this. Oh, Abhiram Thakur, today also. We'll discuss a little bit about Abhiram Thakur also. So this is very important that Nityananda Prabhu, Guru means, what did I say? Key to open? Love of God. Yes, Lord Chaitanya's storehouse. So, you have to go to the person who has the key. It's called Guru, and he can open in your heart, then it will link. Then Prabhupada says, when you are connected, you will have a spiritual television in your heart, Prabhupada says. Just like a CBS, what is it called? ABC, CBC, CBC, something. You connect, you have a television, you have to have a connection, no? Some box cable or something. Then you can see the channel. So where is this coming from? Because it's connected. You're paying for it. Similarly, when you have a connection through Guru, then in your heart there will be a television, spiritual television. And you'll be seeing Krishna all the time. And everything going on in the spiritual world. So Nityananda Prabhu is very important. Okay, next verse will go. Gadadhar Prabhu. Why Gadadhar Prabhu? We discussed why Gadadhar Prabhu is very important. Not exactly what I was doing. There was a discussion. Gadadhar Prabhu?
For everyone?
For everyone. So, Gadadhar Prabhu has a very significant. Srimati Radharani is Gadadhar Prabhu. When you offer somebody something, what is your intention? Is it favorable? Say in your house, you are starving and you are looking, oh, I'm looking for food, and your neighbor, there is a young girl. She said, I have a banana, I'll give you. So one girl gives him a banana. And his mother said, don't worry, I have a banana, come here, I'll give you a banana. And then one stranger, they see a rich man's house, rich man's son. Said, I have some food, I'll give you too. Is there any difference between three persons? What is the difference?
They have different intentions.
Louder.
They have different intentions.
Different intentions. The girls may be giving because she wants a favor, you know, wants to be a friend, kind of. Mother giving because she has the affection, protection. She wants to take care of the child. Child is hungry, give nicely. But the other person, we don't know. Maybe he wants to kill him so he can go and rob the house. You don't know. Stranger. So how important is intention when we offer to Krishna? Anything when we offer to Krishna, how important is intention? Most important. And that comes from Gadadhar Prabhu, Radharani. It says in song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhajabhakatabhatsalasigaurahari Sigaurahari sahigosabihari Nanda jaso mati chitta hari Bhajabhakatabhatsalasigaurahari. In the middle, it's a long song. Beautiful, in the middle it says, Radhikar pakkayana vivida vyanjana Paramayanande Krishna karena bhojana. Radhikara pakka anna vivida vanjana parama anande Krishna karena bhojana. Whatever Radharani cooks, Krishna enjoy the most. That's why the most favorable attitude to please Krishna exists eternally within Radharani in complete. And we want her mercy, so that we develop that intention. When we chant Hare Krishna, there has to be some feeling. When you have a feeling while you chant, you don't have to worry about destroying sin. This will be automatically run away. This feeling with chanting is very powerful. There has to be some feeling. So we pray to Gadadhar Prabhu. The intention comes from Gadadhar Prabhu. And then the next one. Okay, together. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Swayam Bhagavan Tahara Padara Vinda Ananta Pranam. Now is coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We finish other four, now the fifth. Somebody would recite this?
And therefore I ask for innumerable
prostration at his lotus feet. So if we get the favorable attitude from Radharani, Gadadhar Prabhu, we already got access and we got the proper time being and we have eligibility because Srivastava is the origin. You got everything or not? No. They all exist in him. You cannot separate Nityananda Prabhu from Mahaprabhu or Advaita Prabhu. They are all with Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is the storehouse. Mahaprabhu is the storehouse. Mahaprabhu also has a storehouse. Mahaprabhu is the gardener. Mahaprabhu also the tree. You follow? This is a very inconceivable. Mahaprabhu is the gardener, he is also the tree. And any disciplic succession you take, make sure it is connected with that tree, branch. You take a shelter of a branch, then you will get the nectar. Why? Because all these branches that we are talking, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, they are all branch of the what? Chaitanya tree. You follow? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his intention, his feeling, manifesting through his branches, and anybody is coming near those branches, get the fruits and eat, they get the love of God. You want to do that? Make sure it is always connected to Lord Chaitanya. If you take a branch that they do not, they have a different wrong idea, they are called Apasampradaya. That's why we do not give importance those 13 upper sampradaya. They are also devotee, but they are very, very, very ignorant neophyte. Okay, we'll end with this and then we'll start with next week from there. We're going to talk few minutes about Abhiram Thakur. Anybody has any reflection or comment or question? Today's discussion? Yes, Guru.
Two questions.
Who remember those?
Knowledge and detachment.
Knowledge and detachment. You know the detachment route? Detachment, you heard about the renunciation? You heard the word renunciation? Is the detachment in renunciation? Is that technical? You have to understand, otherwise your mind will not, I don't like the association.
Anasakta.
What's the difference?
What is the choice?
You should remember this one thing. Renunciation is not a deprivation.
You are deprived.
I am deprived of gold. I don't have gold. I am deprived of something. Renunciation is not deprivation. It is connection and satisfaction. Not deprivation. Everybody understood? Detachment means what you have, Mahaprabhu wants you to separate. What do we have? Anybody knows what we have? We have an impression of death of last life, birth of this life, old age memory, disease, material desire, all this. Is this something very good? So would you be attached to that? That's called detachment. The detachment is a bad word or is a good word? Good word, thank you. But, however, it will not come automatically. It will come proportion to your attachment to Krishna consciousness. That is the key. Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter, 1st sloka. Anasrita karma phalam karjam karma karati jaha sasannasitya dogita niradnina natati. Anasrita karma phalam. Anasrita karma phalam. Karjam karma karati jaha. Anasrita karma phalam means you are showing interest to do something but no expectation of result. Karmanyavadikarasya. Same thing, Mahapuleshu Kadachana. Not like, okay, I'm not going to get any result, but I not do. No, no, this is not karma. You have to act like you are really doing, but you are not getting any result. Mahi sarvani karmani, sannasa adhatma chetasa. You have to nirmano nirhamkara bhutta. Yuddhasya vigato jara. Krishna told to Arjuna, you must fight. Now, you are not fighting for yourself, you are fighting for me. Whatever the result comes, is me. You only is the instrument. Now, don't be lazy. Vigato jara. Jara, you know, jara means lazy. Well, it's for you, you are going to enjoy everything. Why should I do? No, you cannot sit like this. Then you are not really Hare Krishna. The surrender means everything is for the pleasure of Guru Krishna, but I have to be enthusiastic to do that, even though I am not getting any benefit for me. What will happen then? The bhakti itself will make you happy. You don't need separate endeavor. That's why bhakti is so beautiful. With Abhiram Thakur.
Was there the question for me?
No. So we'll discuss this next week more. The renunciation is not a deprivation, rather it is connection and satisfaction. Just a little rhyme. So I'm trying to think of this one very nice.
Are we doing like one next at a time? Or
next week he'll be here and we'll go very quick. We'll go very quick. You like this process or you go you like to go faster?
No, it's nice to for me, it's nice to understand the
discussion. Nice.
A lot of fun. I mean,
okay. Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
What are we going to
do? Everybody heard about Abhiram Thakur? He's the one personality that was not born in Kali Yuga, but he was in Kali Yuga. They used to play. Krishna and Balaram with all the boys. You know who challenged in Krishna book? You see one coward boy challenges always Balaram of Krishna, very heavy. Radharani's brother, Sri Ram. And he has a very unique relationship with Krishna. And he is very, very, very devoted to Krishna. But his service in a like a competitive nature. But not material competition. Material competition, you know, the material competition means I put you down. When I compete means I am better. Either one is not good. Thinking myself better and putting the other person down, either one is not good. But spiritual competition is actually to increase Krishna's pleasure. Krishna will tell Sridham, hey, my father is very rich. Krishna will tell. My father has a 900,000 cows. So Sridham will come and say, why you think you're rich? I'm more rich. He's telling Krishna, I'm more rich. My father has a 1,100,000 cows. Your father only 900. So I'm better, more rich. It's not a competition of material world, but it's like a very rasa, very taste. Krishna thinks, oh, you cannot give me position anything higher than him. In Govardhan Lila, end of Govardhan Lila, actually another story, then I'll come back. So you know who is Abhiram Thakur. After Govardhan Lila is over, then of course Indra is feeling very morose, depressed. He was in danger. He really felt such a scare that he devastated, caused so much trouble to the Brajavasis, who is the eternal associate of the Lord. And he can't believe that he did that. You know, he's like a reflecting back. Sounds familiar? We do something like, why did I do that? Why did I say that to our audience? Yeah, exactly. Thank you for relating. This is practical. We have to be careful. Indra did that because our leader Indra also. But he did it in a big scale. Scary. So then he somehow or other, he was confronted to Krishna and asked for apology, and everything was wonderful. Everything. Then he brought all these millions of demigods to do a big puja to Krishna, the Supreme God. So he carried from heaven a big singhasana, you know, bigger than this house, big singhasana, and made of gold and all the ornaments, and then all the from the heaven, chakra and everything, beautiful, beautiful. One day I'll explain all this instrument, all this equipment, all these links that we use for offering, they have a deep meaning. Very deep meaning. One class we discuss about. They're so emotional. You'll feel like to do our offering here. So then what happened? So Krishna was playing with all the coward boys. But he's also seeing that the demigod wants to worship him. So they arrange it and they're waiting the Lord to come. Krishna told the coward boys, wait for a few minutes, just play yourself, I'll be back. So he ran in the forest, and they have no idea, right? So he goes there, and he sat down in the singhasana, and the demigod all started singing and worshipping. All of a sudden, coward boy says, where did he go so long? He's not coming back. And all the demigod heard it, they were like scared, they didn't know what to do. No. Should they worship everybody else? Let me ask you, what do you think you would do? Anybody knows? If you worship in Krishna and all the coward boys come in there, what would you do? Learn. This is very important. Yes. You'd worship all the Brajavasi together. Then you are pure devotee. Those who are Kanishka, new five, they think Krishna worship is higher than his devotee worship. That is the simple difference. Even though you say it, but in your mind, but Krishna worship is higher, no, your mind cannot allow. When you understand that Krishna is as important, Krishna wants his devotee worship, then you worship Prabhupada with that feeling, then all the transcendental knowledge will be revealed in your heart automatically. Jasya deve para bhakti jatha deve tatha guru tasya cha kapita artha prakashante mahatma. That verse says, jasya deve para bhakti jatha deve tatha guru. Guru, when you have a love and devotion to Krishna and Guru equal, similar, not equal in a material calculation, similar way,
that they are non-different. They are our absolute platform.
The first verse. That time you will understand and realize this philosophy completely. So it has to come from me. You follow? It has to come from me. This is very important. So anyway, that time when all the cowboys, the demigods, they didn't know the secret, so they hid in a bushes. All these are hidden. Then Sridham comes, Madhumanga comes, the son of a Brahmana. What is going on here? This is not good. You should not be sitting there. I should sit here and you should worship me. Now the demigods say, oh my gosh, they are asking Krishna to worship. What kind of... And the Indra says, shh. Whatever pleases me. Whatever pleases the Lord. That's all it's about. Sridham comes. Now Krishna, you do the chamara. Come on. Do the offer flower on my feet. And, this is what Sridham is. It's not that he's challenging always to be better than Krishna, but this teaches Krishna. Krishna does chamara to them. The demigods could not figure it out. They cannot do that because they have a conception. We carry our conception. This pure bhakti with chanting. Not hearing is not enough. We have to chant, engage in devotional service. Then those wrong memories fade away. The new memory imprints in your heart. You know, before somebody came, they put a dot. They do a rough sketch. That's what we are doing. That's what we are doing. In our heart, we are putting like this. One day, you will say, wow, I can see. Yes. Then you start painting in Krishna field. This is what is happening in our heart. That's called sanskar. Sanskar. Adhanik sanskar, praktam sanskar. Two impressions. What you carry from previous life is there. And what you are putting now is adhanik. And praktam means what you carry from life after life. So these two, when they combine, become one very beautiful, Krishna appears in your heart. That time, directly you can see. So, Abhiram Thakur, that is Sridham. So, Sridham was hiding in a cave, and Krishna Balaram told, hey, hide and seek game. You know hide and seek game? Good. It's a hide and seek game. Until you call 1, 2, 3, you don't come out, wherever you hide. You remember the game when nobody played? I played when I was a little kid. So then, they never called 1, 2, 3. It was the end of Dwapara and they all went to take bath in Kali Yuga. And they took bath but they forgot to call Sridham. And you may thinking like, God, poor guy, 5,000 years he was sitting there, no? It was like a few moments. But it was 5,000 hour calculation. But for him, it was like a few moments. He never felt. So one day, this Sridham is sitting there and he's thinking, are they ready? They're going to call 1, 2, 3, I'll come out. He's waiting, waiting, he's taking little time, he's wondering. All of a sudden somebody calls. Sridham, Sridham, Abhiram, come out. He comes out. Who is calling me? He looks at, nobody is available there. One person is short, half of his size. Then he's thinking, half of my size. It's okay, I'll continue the story. Is that okay? The half of my size, he's wondering, why half of my size? Jai Shishi Gornita Radha Seva Sundar Krishna Balarama. So, Gornita will like this story. Then Abhiram Thakur, then he's looking, he said, who called my name? He says, me, Balar. You're not Balaram. How come you are so small? You're not Balaram. He says, yes, I'm Balaram. Nityananda Prabhu says, I'm Balaram. But he would not believe. You know why? Because in Dapar Yuga was double size than our size. 14 feet and we are 7 feet. Mahaprabhu was 7 feet 6 inches, somebody wrote. I don't know where they got it from, but Shivram Maharaj wrote it. 7 feet 6 inches. So in Dapar Yuga was 14 feet. So 14 feet, Sridhar is looking 7 feet and he says he's Balaram. He said, no, you're not Balaram. You know how they know each other? Chase. So they started chasing. 28 miles, Govardhan Parikrama. He's going very quick. Every time he looks at this young boy is there. And then after four times, he said, you are Balaram, because nobody can defeat me. How is, what happened to you? He said, nothing, it's Kali Yuga. What do you mean Kali Yuga? He has no idea what Kali Yuga is. So he's like a Dwapar Yuga person entering into Kali Yuga, is like very grouchy. You know why grouchy? Because when he came to Navadvip, well, I'll tell you the first story. When he came, Mahaprabhu having big kirtan, Nityananda Prabhu joined. And all of a sudden everybody is 7 feet, you know, like that. Everybody saw 14 feet person is walking in the kirtan. And Mahaprabhu said, oh, this is disturbing because it's too tall. So he looked at Nityananda Prabhu, he needs to do something. Say, okay, Abhiram, come here. His name is now Abhiram in Kali Yuga. So he came there, Nityananda Prabhu said, you hang one side, you know, you go like this, this way, as a side. You went like this, Abhiram Thakur, and Nityananda Prabhu one arm, and the other side Mahaprabhu, and they pulled him down to 7 feet, from 14 feet. Okay, now he is fit, nobody will keep his strength. That's Abhiram Thakur. Today is DJP Day, very fascinating. When Abhiram Thakur faced this, and he saw people, they are not chanting Krishna's name, they are not loving Krishna. So what's wrong with this? Where am I? So this is Kali Yuga. What do you mean Kali Yuga? So look at these people. They don't love Krishna. Because in Dwapar Yuga, everybody loves Krishna there. In Kali Yuga, they don't love Krishna. He's very depressed. And he could not understand. I don't like this Kali Yuga, but he's here. So he was kind of like this. From that mood, Mahaprabhu gave him a one whip. You know, whip. Chabuk. Anybody he would touch with this whip, he would get Krishna prema immediately. Because he could not understand why they don't have the whip. It's called Jai Mangam. Abhiram Thakur has a beautiful pastime. I'll tell one pastime that when Abhiram Thakur, he was Mahaprabhu told him, you need to make others Krishna devotee. You know how he made devotee? With little stranger. Don't practice unless you are empowered like that. So he would come and visit Nityananda Prabhu's family every day. So Mother Vasudha, Nityananda Prabhu had two wives. One wife is Janava, one wife is Vasudha. Janava mother never had a children. Vasudha had 8 children. 6, they, every time she gives birth, Abhiram Thakur comes and pay obeisances. Son of Nityananda Prabhu, he pay obeisances and mother starts crying. Why? The child has died. So he, first time, okay, second time, he also heard the news, he come and pay obeisances, child died. 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, then they got scared. He should never come to see my child. We're talking about Nityananda Prabhu's children, not ordinary human beings. Nityananda Prabhu is God himself too. And the 6th child also died. On the 7th child, Mother Vasudha told Nityananda Prabhu, my dear husband, it's better if he doesn't come. Because I love my child, I lost all 6 children, I don't want to lose her. It was not a son, it was a daughter. You know the name of the daughter? Ganga Devi, the Ganges, Mother Ganges, came as Nityananda Prabhu's daughter. 7 children. But Abhiram Thakur, thinking in his house, he's depressed. He's telling to his wife, what's wrong? Today my Prabhu is supposed to have a child, but they didn't invite. For all these years they invited, I went there, I paid obeisances and the child died, but this time they never invited. So his wife, knowing this, she understood. She said, you know, you are a family friend. Who invites family friends? You just go. Don't worry about invitation. So he went there and he came, said, my Prabhu has a child, very good, let me pay obeisances. And mother, Vasudha was so scared, trying to hide the baby. And he paid obeisances, baby still alive. She was so happy. Baby didn't die. So then, instantly, he composed 100 verses in the glory of Mother Ganga. Very sweet. Very sweet verses. How famous. That Mother Ganga, she married to Santanu Maharaj, who came as a Madhacharya. Not Madhacharya, as one of the Acharya. His name is also Madhacharya. He was the King Santanu. You remember King Santanu married to Ganga Devi? That Santanu came as a Madhacharya, married, and they have a family. I have a whole chart how the descendants till today come exist. Then there is the eighth child went to birth. It was a very mysterious. Then seven child survived. On the eighth child, Mother Vasudha told Nityananda Prabhu, I really want this son, at least one son. All six sons died before. Daughter is alive, very nice. I love my daughter. But I got one son this life. I want to keep the son. Please, please don't invite your friend to come here with us. Nityananda Prabhu said, all right. He told all the boatmen in the Ganges that you don't allow this man to cross the Ganges. You follow? So then when they all came, when Abhiram Thakur came to the Ganges, say, hey boatman, take me the other side. Your name, sir? My name is Abhiram Thakur. I'm sorry, I'm not feeling well, I cannot go. And then the rumor spread so quick, nobody wants to take him. Nobody wants to take him in the boat. So that was the instruction. Now he wants to go. Guess how he will go? You can try to practice what he did, but I don't know if he will be successful or not. So he took his uttariya. And he took the uttariya, you know uttariya, this swap. And he put it on the Ganges. And he sat down on the uttariya, this chador, and started rowing with his hand. When he started crossing on his uttariya, those boatmen never saw such thing exist. Now, how this cross is sitting and not know what is touching? They all fell. In a moment, they all immediately bowed down. So he came back. You know what he did? He just touched like this, all the boats sink in the water. Shocked. Do they have any other way to go? They are forced to surrender to him. And he made all these boatmen to devotees. And they all chanted, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And then finally, he crossed the Ganges with his boat chador, and then he crossed the other side and he came all the way. And after when he came, then there is a beautiful pastime we'll discuss next week because it's a long pastime. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.